From these facts, John Mann, an Australian-born psychiatrist with a doctorate in neurochemistry, made a leap. If suicide has many causes, he hypothesized, then all suicidal brains might have certain characteristics in common. He's since done some of the most high-profile work to illuminate what researchers call the biology of suicide. The phrase itself represents a bold idea that there's an underlying physiological susceptibility to suicide, apart from depression or another psychiatric disorder. Mann moved to New York in 1978, and in 1982, at Cornell University, he started collecting the brains of people who'd killed themselves. He recruited Victoria Arango, now a leading expert in the field of suicide biology. The practice of studying post-mortem brain tissue had largely fallen out of favor, and Mann wanted to reboot it. "He was very proud to take me to the freezer," Arango says of the day Mann introduced her to the brain collection, which then numbered about 15. "I said, what am I supposed to do with this?" They took the work and the brains first to the University of Pittsburgh and then in 1994 to Columbia. They've now amassed a collection of some 1,000 human brains, some from suicide victims, the others control brains, filed neatly in the freezers, kept at -112 Fahrenheit. The small Balkan country of Macedonia contributes the newest brains, thanks to a Columbia faculty member from there who helped arrange it. The Macedonian brains are frozen immediately after being removed and flown in trunks, chaperoned, some 4,700 miles to end up in shoebox-sized QR-coded black boxes. Inside are dissected sections of pink tissue in plastic bags, notated with markers, right side, left side, date of collection. In the early 1990s, Mann and Arango discovered that depressed patients who killed themselves have subtle alterations in serotonin in certain regions of the brain. Mann remembers sitting with Arango and neurophysiologist Mark Underwood, her husband and longtime research partner, and analyzing the parts of the brain affected by the deficit. They struggled to make sense of it until it dawned on them that these were the same brain regions described in a famous psychiatric case study.